Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Oh, I'm trying to keep these stacks of shellac all in order here. It's never easy messing around with this stuff, with these needles and so on. It's quite a balance of changing the needle while talking and thinking about the next record to be played and when I do these shows on my own. But here I am once again with my talking machine in the studio. We started off there with Albert E. Short and his Tivoli Syncopators. It was a tune called BB on the Vocalion label from 1923. And let's now move on to a Brunswick label. I think this is going to be kind of a romantical number. It's Louis Katzman and his Salon Orchestra. And it's kind of a dedication, I guess, to a wild rose. Right, told you. Nice. Nice music to spoon by. For sure, that one. Yeah, soft music. People liked it. The first idea of relaxing to soft music. Consider that. Records that you would relax to. A whole new concept. Of course, records to dance to and all, but for purposes other than just listening to music, education and... Well, now, make no mistake, classical music and opera was certainly popular music in the aughts of the last century. It was up there and considered, you know, the stuff people would listen to and people would know. You'd have that required knowledge of it. And the opera stars started branching out into doing other kinds of songs to use their voices, these sort of operatic pop songs. And they would do them alone, and they would do them in pairs, and even more sometimes, doing their versions of harmony. So here we have a good example of this. This is Alma Gluck and Louise Homer. They are on a 1912 Victor record called Whispering Hope. Lovely, isn't it? Very lovely. Yeah, that's the kind of sweet stuff people might enjoy. People might like to buy in 1912. Keep their kids from dancing to some ragtime band. Put one of those on the Victrola and give them a glass of lemonade. All right. Because, you know... 20 years later, I guess, according to that record, things weren't so good in the country in that recession time. And even leading up to it, there was a whole genre of new songs, the bum songs, which were really fun stuff. One of the lead purveyors of this was Hobo Jack Smith, and we all know him as Ernest Hare. Once again, at a time when these artists are out making records for all different companies under all different names, getting paid. And Ernest did a lot of them. So let's hear his version now of a song you might know from soundtracks. And it's one of those songs that's kind of survived of the hobo songs. It's the Big Rock Candy Mountains. Oh, man, we got to wind up that Victrola a little more. This one needs a good wind for this one. Good amount of momentum behind this. Oh, man, give it a good crank up. Get those springs tightly wound. That should do it. Let's try it again.
I'm not turning, I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside a crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, all the cops have wooden legs. The bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft for days. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks, where the little streams of alcohol come trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too, you can paddle all around in a big canoe, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the curtain that invented work, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Kind of a disappointing version, I tell you. Nothing like the Harry McClintock version that actually has been in more soundtracks. It's Ernest Hare trying to do it, but actually not doing too good of a job, I think. He's a little too much going through the motions to just get this record out there, which, copy a hit record. You know, Pat Boone did it with his version of Blueberry Hill, made it a hit. So Harry McClintock's vocal was definitely a little more rough than Ernest Hare. So it kind of makes sense to that folks might buy the smoother version. The smoother song. Get the smoother option. Okay, let's continue now with our old friends Collins and Harlan. A little duet of theirs from 1912 called Buddy Boy.
Buddy from the dam.
We don't love him,
sir, but
I'll just hug you every time I can.
Well, I know how to buddy. He's my buddy. He's my buddy. He's my buddy. Boy, booty lover, turtle lover, bum down joy. No Romeo, stand and go. We're just taking care of both. Mr. Cupid's got my heart and soul, I know. He's a dream, he's a cream, and a feature too. Others choose him, but they lose him. He's so new. All his love is since kisses turn my cheek. Each one lasts a dollar. We get hurt. His love was mild then. He only smiles now. But can we trust him? Can we laugh? And I'm going to trust the buddy boy. When that band strike up a ragtime tune, that's the time your buddy loves to spoon.
As we sway beneath the ragtime moon, you can turn December into June.
I have been the whole show from the start.
Every night you must have hurt your part.
Your eyes leave the trademark on my heart. And I know you're mine, all mine. For goodness sake, gal, what am that on top of your head,
Why, that's a bunch of mistletoe, boy.
How long you been standing under that mistletoe,
Just about as long as I swear to, anyhow.
Anyhow, well, this is Lydia.
Then we'll stand under the mistletoe together, and I'll do the proposal. Stop, please stop.
He's my bud, he's my bud, he's my buddy, boy. Booty lover, turtle lover, bunker, joy. No Romeo, stand the show, which is hating character. Mr. Cupid's got my heart and torn, I know. He's a dream, he's a cream, and a peaches, too. Others choose him, but they lose him, he's so new. All his long distance kisses turn my cheek. Each one lasts about a week. At first, his love was lasting. He only smiles now.
Yeah, they do everything together, those buddy boys. They even play like they're getting married. That's so sweet. I like that. Very nice. Okay, what do we got next up? Oh, another vaudeville guy, Mr. Al Jolson. Here, a bit of his earlier work. This one's on the Brunswick label from 1924. But he's definitely already an attraction at the box office. Here he's doing a tune called I'm Gonna Tramp, Tramp, Tramp. Where he's with Ray Miller and his orchestra. Brunswick record from 1924.
Somebody open that door. Take your rolling stone. Back to home, sweet home. I'll never tramp, tramp, tramp anymore. I'm gonna tramp, tramp, tramp till I see that old lamb shining out from home, sweet home. I'm gonna set my feet where the world is sweet, like a bee in a honeycomb. Oh, oh, every mile I'll just go, I'll go smiling through. For things grow dearer, each step nearer to the happy days I knew. I'm coming over the hill, golly, what a thrill. Yes, someone to meet me. My mammy Chloe, she's hurrying so. With kisses I know she'll greet me. Tramp, tramp, tramp through that old wooden gate. Come on, come on, somebody open that door. Take your rolling stone back to home, sweet home. I'll never tramp, tramp, tramp anymore.
Yeah. Al's got that pleading style. He's like, pleading, please. You gotta, I'm not gonna tramp anymore. I gotta get home. I gotta, you gotta. It's this thing that he's working up. Hey, it worked for him. When he went down on his knee, started singing like that, and had a tear running down his face, whew. That had an effect on people. You can imagine. Okay, I'm going to play now. A few years ago, I took a trip to the UK and picked up a bunch of music hall performers and UK period records. So we're going to hear a few of those now. You know, ragtime was a big thing here. And it was a big thing across the Atlantic with the British playing, having ragtime orchestras and ragtime songs. And here's one by the singer, Mr. Warwick Green, comedian with orchestra, doing that Chimin rag. This is a Phoenix record from 1913.
Come and make my heart feel glad. Hear me, cheer me, 'cause I'm feeling awful bad. Take me, make me, love you dear with all my life. I want to hear that loving chime and rag, then I'll promise that I'll be your wife, my honey. Oh, keep on those bells a-ringing, honey, play that chiming rag. Oh, that chiming tune a-clinging like a silken satin rag. Just look down and see the people gazing way up at the steeple. Oh, keep on a-playing on that ever-ringing chiming rag. Squeeze me, oh, you make me feel so fine. Baby, play me something with a ragged chime. Hug me, love me, keep on playing, hear me sigh. I could just listen to the chime and rag, even till the day on which I die. My honey, oh, keep on those bells a-ringing, honey, play that chiming rag. Oh, that chiming tune a-clinging like a silken satin rag. Just look down and see the people gazing way up at the steeple. Oh, keep on a-playing hard that ever-ringing chiming rag. Oh, keep on those bells a-ringing, honey, play that chiming rag.
Oh, that shining fume at Lingen, like a silk and satin rag. Just look down and see the people gazing way up at the steeple. Oh, keep them a play and have that ever ringing chime and rag.
A bit of a sedate rag there for the Brits. I suppose they don't want to get too excited by the rag. I mean, give them just enough rag, but not too much as to get them overexcited. Maybe that was the idea. Okay, here's another one. This one looks pretty beat up. I think they got this one recently. I didn't get this on my Brit trip, I believe, but I'm not sure. Oh, I can't remember where I get records from all the time. Can't expect me to. All the piles I've looked through in my days, all the shelves in grandmother's basements, all the lofts in abandoned attics. Yeah. Well, anyway, this is an early Zonophone. It's probably from around 1907, 1908. Sung by Mr. Fred Vernon. I want to go to Idaho. We better give this one a good crank. It's going to need some good energy to get through this groove. It looks a bit gray. It's going to give some resistance. So let's give it a good wind here. Okay, that should do it. Come on, baby.
I want to go find a home. on, honey, along, and make this brown girl mine.
Right. Interesting to hear the British take on an American point of view, American life, and the rhymes, and it's kind of an American song form, probably done here too. I can imagine Billy Murray doing a version of that. Yeah. Okay. Well, got one more of the Brits for you. Mr. Charles Penrose made the Laughing Record what it became in Britain, what the OK Laughing Record started here. He took basically that concept of the what he did, the Laughing Policeman, and you know, credited to his wife, but it was totally the George W. Johnson song, the Laughing Song. It's done in a different way, but he brought it over there and did countless Laughing Records. And you know how I love those. I have a few of them. So we're going to hear now the Laughing Jazz Drummer. How many records can you do about laughing? He did a lot.
For nothing comes amiss, a rattle and a bang and a laugh like this. Hark at me, I always feel so happy, for it fills me full of glee. Ain't it grand? For I'm the laughing drummer of an old jazz band. Some people say I'm silly and others say I'm mad. They love to stop me antic, for I'm some jazz lad. A tea tray and a whistle and an old brass gong. I bang with all my might, for I can't go wrong. I'm some lad, delight of all the ladies and the girls and little boys. Ain't it grand to be the laughing drummer of an old jazz band? It's years since I got married, for of course I've got a wife, and a lot of jazzing children just to brighten up my life. With clarinet and banjo and old trombone, and the rats and the mice being driven from home. Oh dear me, jazzing for me breakfast and me dinner and me tea. Ain't it grand to be the merry father of an old jazz band? We're a happy little party and we don't make any fuss. The neighbours keep complaining and to make the matters worse, the landlord gave us warning and we've got to pack and go. The jazz band train, I can hear the whistle blow. Goodbye, folks. Maybe you'll feel sorry just to miss a little joke. Still, it's grand to be the laughing drummer of an old jazz band.
Laughing is fun, right? Ha ha ha. Happy. Now they, those Laughing Records, you know I love them. He did a bunch of them. It was his thing. You know, sometimes find your thing. You know, the old days, vaudeville performers, they'd learn an act from somebody when they were really young, like 15, 16. They'd learn the act. And that's the act they did their whole life. They just went around and did that act. That was their thing. So that's what happens. Bentley Ball's thing was being an itinerant typewriter salesman and song collector, and eventually wangled his way to do some sides for Columbia of songs he collected and other old songs. So here he is doing an old Scotch song. I'm not sure how you say this. Drankey Dillo. Drankey Dillo. That sounds Italian. It's Scottish. Let's just let him do it. Some nice records, that Bentley Ball. He's got what I think is probably the earliest version of it's the song that Led Zeppelin did, the Gallows Pole recorded. I think it's a 1919 version I have. Very good one. Okay, gonna hear two now from great Red Hot Mama from the Columbia label. 1923. First, we're going to hear a classic, You Gotta See Mama Every Night. It's true.
Mama,
will never do. Now once a week, I'm a thief. Yes, a kiss or two. Now I'm not showing you the door, but I must stay down the line.
Nice one. Very nice one. Love her. And it's going to flip this record over to the other side called I Love You Once. More Dolly Kay. Gotta crank her up, though.
Bye. little wrong. Yes, I know that you've been nice, but you threw number 12 on the dice. I love you, I'm fun. You say the way to
Nice. She's these later Columbias, they're marked her as the exclusive artist. You know, Victor had exclusive artists for years. That didn't stop people, as we talked about before, from getting pseudonyms and getting out there and doing other gigs. But these Blue Label ones are not recorded as well as some of her other ones on the Flag label, which I find sound really nice. These are a little distorted. It's not just the machine distortion, I think. Well, let's continue now with a bit of some dance music for you. Getting towards the end of the show. The Columbians and Who Tied the Can to the Old Dog's Tail? Very cruel. Very cruel. The Columbians, a little bit of an upbeat number there. I don't know what kind of dance you would have done to that. But, you know, there was all sorts of dancing going on back then. All sorts of animal dances. All sorts of city dances. Days of dancing. I know people still go out dancing, but it ain't the same as learning a step. The latest step in going out and trying it out with some live band somewhere, some dance hall. I kind of get to participate that a little bit now these days with all the revival of the Gatsby era and the jazz age, which tend to do a bunch of stuff with out there. And it's fun to have that going on. and be part of it. And, yeah, well, that's going to about do it for this edition of the show, folks. I always like to mention to people that find out, yeah, what's going on with my world outside of the show and the world of the phonographs. There's a lot I'm doing out there with them. Definitely going to plan some more remote shows in the coming months so we can hope to see you there. But I'm on Instagram at Phonograph DJ Mac. Very simple. Phonograph DJ Mac. You can see all sorts of stuff that's going on there with me on the show. And out in the world, getting my machines out there for people to see and hear. Because that's what I like to do. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, but if you always like to email me, a good way to do that is to mac@wfmu.org. And for those of you interested more about the machines, who are interested in the music, I have a group on Facebook called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts. It's a collective of advanced collectors and people who are generally interested in the machines, people who are just getting machines and learning about how to operate them and how to restore them and how to repair them, and a lot of those kind of subjects. So it's called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts on Facebook. And I would see you there. And the other way to get me is mac@wfmu.org. Always like hearing your messages. Thanks for everyone who's out there on the message board. Always good to read those. It's hard for me to participate in between changing needles and changing records and so on. So I'm going to leave you now with a song on the Victor label from 1920 entitled Irene. And stay tuned for Irene coming up next. And all right, until next time, it's your host Mac of the Antique Phonograph Music Program saying nighty night, everybody.
Keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Gesture all the same. He's got his private wars, just like a million other wars that keep you and I from getting where we both belong. Both belong. Cause I see you making eyes with yourself again, shaking hands with invisible friends, looking around for encouragement. No, not me, I'm just hanging. Tired of the old ones, and I can't. not very soon. We'll be an exclusive view, well accorded, for those who saw his debut and applauded. With the turn of a page, he returns to the days of his youth. In his mind, he forgets the difference 'twixt fiction and truth. The critics compared him to Keane, and his Hamlet brought tears to the eyes of a queen at the